action.
All right. We're going to get started here pretty soon. Welcome on Facebook. We got a few more folks coming. A little different venue than normal. We're at my house here at 3636 Wilcox Street in Point Loma, San Diego, California. So we're doing our Sunday fellowship here. We haven't done this in many years, it seems like. So a little different venue. So we're going to start getting officially started here pretty soon. Turn this thing off. We're going to start here.
Are we starting?
Yes, it's that time.
We have lots of refreshments. I guess I'll sit in here.
Whatever. Okay. I guess we saw the Mepuses coming, so.
Okay.
On the way.
I'm going to just check my phone. See how it runs.
Maybe some folks are down at Point Loma Assembly
on the porch.
On the porch, waiting for somebody to open the door.
No, I didn't see anyone.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. So.
Alan Shafty went to see Jeffrey.
Very good.
Admiral. All pulling in at once.
I know. Wow. Okay. We've got some more folks coming. We're going to get started here in a second or two. Good morning. Welcome, welcome. Got some other folks out there coming in?
Dan and Rebecca are out there.
Okay.
Got a lot of cars out there. I expect you to see more people.
Yeah.
I can see, but I can't hear you.
Test 1, 2, 3, 4. Can you hear me now?
Hey, Rebecca.
All right, come on. We're going to get started here. Bless your hearts. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, would you two like to sit here?
I'll sit in your lap.
You want to kind of cuddle up your wife for your back?
Oh, thanks. You don't have to get up just because I watched it. Because I saw you getting ready to.
Okay. Well, God bless you all. Welcome to Sunday Fellowship here, October 26th, and we're in my home here in Point Loma, 3636 Wilcox Street. All right, so a little echo there.
Delayed.
Good, we're just getting a little technical situations cleared up, and we're ready to roll here. So welcome to Home Family Fellowship, Sunday morning here. And great to have you all on Facebook Live and everybody that's physically here. So bless your hearts. And I'm going to ask Jeannie to have a word of prayer.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you that every day that sun comes up and then the moon comes up at night, that there's a perfection in everything that you have created. And your greatest perfection is us. So we thank you that we can accept the great reality of who we are as your masterpieces and live it to the fullest. I thank you for each one of our lives, for health from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. I thank you for prosperity and for putting people in our path that we can truly speak your words of life and to read and to share the Lord Jesus Christ. So I thank you for this day in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to sing. We've got some song books here. Daniel, help me out here. Jean, you want to pass it on over there? And we're going to go to, in your song books, to 123. You know, Point Loma High School's got a football team that's undefeated, so I bet after they win their games, they have, you know, they sing a victory song. Well, we're going to sing a victory song, Victory in Jesus, because we have a fantastic victory in him. So 123.
Yes.
Come on in. So 123, victory in Jesus. You ready to sing this morning? Get those vocal cords moving.
Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
Pay attention.
All right. You ready? Here we go.
I've heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save someone like me. I've heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning, then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Savior, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Father came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me. To victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Good job, Bob. Ukulele and everything.
He's ukin, man. He's been ukin.
He's been ukin lately, so yeah. Sounded good, huh?
Sergeant Preston.
It really makes a difference to have an instrument or something.
Yeah. Sergeant Preston.
The right tempo.
And you come.
You know, it's constant.
Yeah, amen. Well, a few announcements. What are we going to do next Sunday besides have a dynamic fellowship at Point Loma Assembly? We're going to have a great fellowship. I'm going to start a series of teaching in November that I think will really bless the saints. So looking forward to next Sunday. But there's something we need to do. Everybody needs to do this next Sunday. What do you think I'm talking about?
TikTok.
Move the clock.
TikTok, not the Chinese company.
Yeah, daylight savings ends. Daylight savings ends. So we move the clock back.
Lose an hour.
Back.
We lose an hour. So whatever time it is you have on your clock, just move it 1 hour backwards.
So we gain an hour.
Okay, an hour.
We gain an hour.
Extra hours.
Oh, yeah, don't mix it. Don't mix it up. Just put it back 1 hour.
And you'll get
blessed with a little extra time, maybe. Oh boy. So let's see here. We had a great time at Agape Now Outreach.
Sure did.
Daniel and Jeannie and I, and who else was there?
Who else was there?
Bob! The Admiral was there. So, Jeannie had the opportunity to really minister to some folks.
Okay.
And so...
Jose. Oh, yeah.
There's a seat there and back there. So, Jeannie, you want to share a little bit about Saturday, yesterday, at Agape Now Outreach?
Yeah, it was fun. Always exciting. We used to have the phone people sharing the sidewalk with us. Now we have peddlers, different people. But, you know, they've gotten to know us, and are blessed to have us there, mm-hmm. and we are a light. I had three people that I actually introduced the Lord Jesus Christ to, asked them if they knew him. When I asked them if they needed prayer, they had no idea what that was all about. So, and then the third one, she was really cute. She goes, after I'm telling her about Jesus Christ and God, and finally she goes, my English is not very good.
She's Japanese.
Bless your heart. Well, she heard the words.
So you spoke the word and she got it, even if it was broken. That's
right.
Great.
Yeah. So, well, she finally just kind of exited because it was...
But she saw your heart.
Yeah. And she heard the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what's important.
Yeah.
But a lot of times we pray for healing and all this, and this was really, for me, that was really exciting because that's what it's all about.
Getting people born again, sharing the gospel message of who Jesus Christ is and how you can get saved. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah, it's interesting. You see all kinds of folks down there. Agape Now Outreach at the Transportation Center. We had some folks that were Danish couple. Remember, they came by, and so it was interesting times. Come join us sometime, all right? It's a kick, it really is.
A hoot.
It's a hoot, yes. One thing to look forward to in November, we're going to do a song fest the 23rd, where we'll be singing a bunch of songs. The band will be performing. So the 23rd, we'll have this song fest. But as I mentioned earlier, the upcoming Sundays, I'm going to be doing a series on living God's Word. How can we live God's Word? God's Word is so fantastic. In the words, as we read in the Bible, we get excited a little bit, kind of interested, hopefully. But let's live it. Let's be doers of the word, not hearers only. And so we're going to get into that in a wonderful way. I'm really excited what we'll be doing. So look forward to that. Well, let's hear from our Heavenly Father via the manifestations of Holy Spirit. And thankful that we can have this manifestation in functioning so that believers can be built up, exhorted, and comforted. Okay? So, Father, thank you for this opportunity we have. I pray for open hearts and ears to listen to what you have to say to us right now, right here. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And
amen.
Paula, will you have tongues with interpretation, please?
Osobolato yene shabaranda yene shabatai. Ikata yeno shablahandi endo. Yanda yene shabarahandi yene shabarahando. For truly the Lord your God loves you. Soak in his love and remember him. For truly he is the great lover. He's the great giver because he gave his son, his only begotten son, so that he could have you. So that you could share through eternity with us, that we are together and that he is so pleased with your life. Just continue to trust in him, that he's always there for you. You have a great purpose in your life, so never falter or feel upset, for the Lord will strengthen you. He will guide you. He will bless you. He will be with you all the days of your lives.
Yeah, he sure will. Wonderful.
Amen.
Yeah, Daniel, tongues of interpretation, please.
La cinte caria sonda bagasinte per your cosa. La cariumbunda caria cascinde carica sonda. La riacabunda carica cinde carico sonda. La cascinda bria cascionda caria cinde la cascionda. Walk and talk with me each and every day, my children. Because I desire to have that face-to-face relationship with you. That's why I gave you my son, Jesus Christ. That's why I called you out before the foundations of the world, so that you could be my very own. So that we could one day spend all eternity So, until that day comes, my children, keep your eyes affixed on me. Keep standing upon the promises of my word. And when you do that, my children, you will see mighty things being worked in your lives. You will have many opportunities to shine so brightly in this world that so desperately needs it. So look to me in all things, my children. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you.
Yeah, boy, oh boy. We've got a loving Heavenly Father that just cares so, so much for us. Thank you, Father, for these sweet words. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen, huh? Wow. Well, shall we get into God's Word a little bit? Yes, yes. I'm always excited to share God's Word. It's the Word of life. It makes all the difference in the world when it comes to living life. So, the title of my sharing this morning is The New Birth and Seed. The New Birth and Seed. You know, for centuries, Christians have had great fear in their life. And that fear revolves around, am I saved? Am I really born again of God's Spirit? Am I really going to heaven? And they don't know. And many of them think, well, I've been saved, but maybe I can lose it. So this fear has dominated many, many Christians. And the permanence of salvation, is it permanent? Are we sure that once we have it, it won't get away from us? These are things that many Christians deal in their hearts. But I want you to leave here this morning knowing in the depth of your heart that you are born again of God's Spirit. It is permanent. You will not lose it. You have it. You are His forevermore.
Yay.
You want to have that feeling when you leave here?
Yeah.
All right. You're at the right place. Judy Hunt, you know Judy, and I are sharecroppers. Yes, we are sharecroppers. We have a garden plot in her backyard that we work together on. And we sow seeds in there. And this is a winter crop that we're involved right now. We recently put in carrot seeds, onions, garlic, what else? Those are the main things.
Broccoli flour.
Yeah. I guess I don't like broccoli.
You forgot about it.
But there's a principle we want to learn here this morning, and it revolves about sowing seeds, because life is in the seed. Life is in that seed, and all of life revolves around that principle that God started. I want to pass something out to you. So make sure everyone gets one of these. And now there's a front and back. You want the plain front, not the line front. Okay. So what I did on this card, 3x5 card, I taped a carrot seed. Can you see that seed?
Not very well.
Not very well. It's very small.
It's there. We see it.
It looks like a period or a dot, doesn't it?
It's smiling at us.
Yes.
Take your finger, Daniel.
Yeah.
Yes. The most fascinating experience for me doing a garden is taking this little micro, almost you can't see this seed, sticking it in the ground. You bury it. It's like it's dead. It's like nothing's going on with it. You bury it and water it a little bit. Lo and behold, this little green sprout comes up. I've got a bunch of little green sprouts already that have come up. And in 90 days, carrots. Ooh, yeah.
In color.
In color, yes. Carrots. think about that.
Amen.
Isn't that phenomenal? And all of life revolves around seeds, right? Mm-hmm. Think about humans. A little sperm that you cannot see individually, and pregnates an egg that you can barely see, I think. Pregnates that thing, and it's you and I, eventually. Isn't that crazy? And all of the characteristics, the DNA, are in these seeds to make a carrot every time, or make a human being every time.
Yeah.
Or trees. A little acorn gets buried, and someday it's a giant oak tree, right? God did this. He invented life, and he invented life into the seed. Seeds are the germ of life. You plant that seed, and you get a fruitful result. And it's amazing. It's a mystery in how this works. And we'll see that this connection of seed is very important in light of our salvation. You'll see. Well, what does God's word say about seeds? Let's take a look at the word and see what it says. We're going to go to Genesis, right in the beginning. In Genesis chapter 1. Okay. In chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. This is the third day, which people call the third day of creation. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding
seed,
and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is what?
In itself.
Everything that seed needs to produce trees and wheat and carrots and humans, it's all in that little bugger, that little seed. Amazing. And this is how God made life to be. It's in itself upon the earth, and it was so. The earth brought forth grass, the herb yielding seed. God makes a point. He uses the word seed all through Genesis. After his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed is in itself. He keeps repeating the seed is in itself, because it's going to produce the same thing over and over because of the DNA characteristics in every seed of life. Amazing. You know what God said after he did this? It was good. It's good. Yeah. This is how God made life. Made life with seed. I mean, he could have done some other kind of a trip when it came to life, but no, he did seeds. And it works. We appreciate everything in life has that seed, starts with that seed of life. God invented the earth and the dry land, and he invented seeds for life. Now, you know, in the beginning here in Genesis, man was made, created, right? Body, soul, and spirit. But what happened? That man fell. He did the one thing God said don't do, and he did. And he died that day. He didn't die physically, but he died spiritually. He lost that spiritual connection. He became body and soul. So God, bless his heart, he wanted to fix the situation. So he made a promise in Genesis 3:15. Take a look at that. Chapter 3, verse 15. And this is what God did in response to this horrendous problem. He wanted fellowship with man. God is spirit, and now man's lost spirit. So what is he going to do? Well, in Genesis 3:15, it says, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Now, he's talking about the devil here. I will put enmity between thee, the devil, and the woman. And between thy seed and her seed. Now, does a woman carry seed normally?
No.
Who carries a seed? The man does. So what's going to happen here as a result? Well, let's first finish the verse, and then we'll come back. Because the result of seed is it's going to produce something that will bruise thy head, destroy you, and thou shalt bruise his heel. He shall wound him. So what this is the promise of the Messiah to redeem mankind. And the Messiah will eventually destroy the adversary, but that adversary will, as this figurative says, bruise his heel. You know, Jesus Christ would die for us, but he would be what?
Raised up.
He would be buried, but then he would be come up in life. Isn't that kind of interesting when you think about seeds and life? Burying a seed, it looks
wonderful.
Like it's dead, and then it comes up to life.
Mm-hmm. Great
visual. Our salvation. What a visual reality, how that connects. It blows my mind when I think about it. Well, there's a bunch of other places where it talks about seed, but let me go back, because the woman doesn't carry seed, right? So somehow, some way, that seed has to get into the woman. Well, it didn't come by man, obviously. We know the scripture says the Holy Spirit came upon her. And God created that seed with the right DNA characteristics to make a wonderful man. Now, the man does determine, the man's sperm determines male or female, right?
Yes.
God set it up that way. So he made sure that it was going to be a man. And all the wonderful DNA for a wonderful son of God. Mm-hmm. So he created sperm, that seed, in her womb, Mary's womb, and then she gave natural birth to him.
Wow.
So that's what we're looking at here. That's what this says, her seed. It'll come by the Holy Spirit, God Almighty. Well, like I said, there's a bunch of verses. I'll mention a couple of them. Genesis 7:3 talks about Noah. Noah had to save all these animals, right? And it says to keep seed alive on the earth. Mm. To make sure that these, you know, animals, the progenies keep going and going. So Old Testament is loaded with the expression of lineages of people, like Abraham's seed. So important because life is in the
seed.
Got it. That's how it works. Amazing. Life is in the seed. You know, it's interesting. You can take some seeds that are very, very old, and they look like they're dead. Hundreds of years old, they can take a seed and put it in the ground and water it. Bingo. It germinates. There is life. Isn't that phenomenal how God put all this in this little package of a seed? And what it produces. Man, oh man, oh man. Phenomenal. Well, let's go to the New Testament, okay? You know, when God made available his son, and Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price, he did the perfect walk before the Father, and he gave his life, and he died. And God raised him from the dead, right? 3 days and three nights later. And you and I, as a result of this, can get born again. Born again. Now, you're born the first time, right? Mm-hmm. So the expression in the Bible talks about being born again. Well, what is that again about? We know the first birth, but born again. So we're going to take a look at that. Jesus talked to a wonderful man, Nicodemus, about this, John 3. So let's go to the Gospel of John and take a look at a conversation that Jesus had with a fellow by the name of Nicodemus. And he was quite very well known, famous in the area there. There was a man, verse 1 in chapter 3 of John, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. So a very prestigious person. The same came to Jesus by night. Why would he come at night? You know, that's not a good time. Everybody's in bed. So he's a little, you know, he didn't want to show himself during the day, obviously. Well, he came by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily. Now, have you ever had anybody talk to you like this where they say, Verily, verily, I want you to do this.
Verily, verily.
Surely.
Yes, verily. Well, it's interesting, this term, verily, verily, and briefly, it's in the sense of, this is, what I'm going to say is very important, all right? So, verily, verily, if you see that, and when you read in the Bible, when you see that, that's something very important, okay? Very important. So, this is very important. I say unto thee, except the man be born what? Again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Wow. All right? Cannot see the kingdom of God unless you're born again. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? And what a mind picture. Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Oh my gosh. How can that happen? Well, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, and what does that refer to?
Natural birth.
Natural birth, right?
The amniotic fluid.
Amniotic fluid breaks. The baby's coming. All right. So, man be born of water and of what?
The Spirit.
The Spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Well, you got to be a person in the first place, right? You got to be born the first time. But now there's a new birth. It's called born again. And what is that key thing that you're born again with?
Spirit.
Spirit. Okay. Verse 7. Marvel not that I say unto thee that you must be born again. Then he does a neat little explanation here, verse 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. In other words, can you see Spirit? Can you hear it, smell it? You can't realize Spirit in the five senses. And it's like the wind. Where'd the wind come from? You can't really see it. But there's manifestations of it. You can kind of feel it, and things blow and stuff, but you can't see it. Where's it going? So it's a kind of a cute little explanation of the Spirit that you get born with. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? You know, he should know this stuff. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He's talking about his resurrection. That whosoever believeth in him, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life, right? It says, but have eternal life. And here's the famous verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Wow. Wow. Pretty fantastic, isn't it? Amazing. Well, Let's go to 1 Corinthians. God talks about seeds here. And I wanted you to see this section in light of being born again. And it's of spirit, okay? Now, a little more about seeds here. 1 Corinthians 15, okay? So let's go there. 1 Corinthians 15, let's pick it up in verse 34. The Corinthians, this is kind of a reproof book here. So here we see some reproof. Verse 34, awake to righteousness. Wake up to what is right and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? O thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, or what, made alive. That quickened is old English for made alive. Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not made alive, except it die. Let's keep going. And thou which that which you soweth, thou sowest not that body that shall be. You don't take a carrot and put it in the ground, but bare grain. Not that body shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or some other grain. So you take the seed and bury that. And what you get is the result of what that seed, what the life in that seed is. But God, verse 38, giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Every seed his own body. Fantastic, huh? So that's how it works. What that life is in the seed, and whatever that life is, be it wheat, carrots, broccoli, it's going to come up that. It's going to come up that. You sow it, you bury it, and it comes up the life. Let's pick this up in verse 42. So, also is the resurrection of the dead. Here it is. This is the comparison now, all right? So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, died, dead. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it's dead. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised what?
In power.
Power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. But he's raised what? A spirit. Yeah. With power. Pretty neat. Pretty neat. All right. See, when you're born again, you are born again with what? Spirit. You have spirit within you. You receive that spirit of Christ. It is seed in you. You are a new creation.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Let's take a look at that. Second Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new King James says creature, but most of your translations say creation. Okay, you're a new creation. This new creation, the ESV, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And the word that's for creation is something made new from the beginning, a creation, like a seed. So when you're born again, you've got Christ in you, you are a new creation. A whole new creation. Let's go to the key scripture for this teaching is in 1 Peter. So let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1. And we'll see here to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. This kind of nails it for us. Being born again, chapter 1, verse 23, 1 Peter, being born again, not of what? Corruptible seed. See, the first seed we're born with is corruptible, right? It's going to die. We're going to die. Unfortunate, but that's what it is. It's a corruptible seed. But when you're born again, and the word goes on to say, but of incorruptible by the word of God. Now, it doesn't have incorruptible seed there. It's a figure of speech of omission and emphasizing how incorruptible it is. So when you're born again, that seed that you're born again with is what?
Incorruptible.
If it's incorruptible, will it die later on? No, it's eternal life. It's eternal life. Yes, amen. Wow, which liveth and abideth how long?
Forever.
Wow, and it's by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Word of truth here. Wow. Now, are you recognizing the value of your new birth, born again of God's Spirit? That Spirit is seed, and it's incorruptible? And it has all that DNA that we have. We have nine manifestations, right? A Holy Spirit. How do you know you got Spirit in you? You manifest it. You use it. Like the wind's blowing. How do you know you have wind? Well, you can feel it. You can see the results of it, the manifestations. Same thing with the Spirit of God in you. Well, the verse goes on, the next verse goes on, for all flesh is as grass. And all the glory of man, you know, man's glory, he just touts how great he is, how rich he is, what he's invented. All the glory of man and all the flesh is as grass. The grass withers and the flower what? Falls away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word that which the gospel is preached unto you. See? When you share God's word, when Jeannie was sharing the word with these people, there was a born-again opportunity for those people. A born-again, get a new birth, a new seed. You know, we have the corruptible seed, we're who we are, but with the born-again seed, it's incorruptible. Wow. You know, Romans 10:9, confess with your mouth, what?
The Lord Jesus,
and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you're saved. What are you saved from? Eternal death. Yeah. Wow. The word seed here in this 1 Peter is spora. And we that probably recognize that word, spores or spora. And it's a seed containing all the DNA, everything that life represents. You know, we're called what? Children of God. And that's just not some offhand term. We're literally children of God. Because why? We have a seed in us. He is our Father. A father gives seed, so he has children, and we're his kids. So what a great reality. 1 John 3:9, I'll share it with you. 1 John 3:9 says, whatsoever is born of God does not commit sin. Ooh, wait a minute here. Wait a minute here. Hey, I do sin a little bit.
Yeah.
I know, don't be surprised. No, I do. My body and soul, I sin, but I'm born again. Wait a minute here.
Well, let's read the rest of the verse. Jeannie's not surprised.
No, she's not surprised. Whatsoever born of God does not sin. For his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he is what?
Born of God.
What seed is that talking about?
Spiritual.
Spirit seed. That perfect seed of Christ in us cannot sin. Wow. If we walk by the Spirit, that seed We're in great shape, but we're not perfect. We mess up. But we have a Lord and Savior that forgives us, and we move on with a great relationship with our Father. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So can we lose this incorruptible seed? This can't. It's eternal. Let's make sure here in the verse here, 1 John 3:24, latter part of that verse says, "And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us." All right? So we know he abides in us. Why? Because the Spirit that's in us. That's why speaking in tongues is so great, because it's the manifestation of that Spirit. And boy, when you... The greatest day in my life was when I first spoke in tongues. I remember that. I was in Ohio at the Bible place, and I just spoke in tongues. I went outside, beautiful night stars, and I talked to my Heavenly Father in his language that he gave me. Yeah, what a night. Well, there's another verse I'll quote to you, 4:13, 1 John 4:13. "Hereby know we that we shall dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit." Wow, that Spirit, that seed, incorruptible seed, the Spirit that's in us. Let's close here this morning in 1 Peter. Take a look at 1 Peter 2:9. We're going to close here with this verse. And it says, "But you are a chosen generation." And that word generation is genos, which literally means offspring or progeny. Why? Because you have the seed. You have the seed in you. Why are you his progeny? Because you got his seed in you. Okay? "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people." Oh. Remember Sandy?
Peculiar. We are peculiar.
Really,
amen.
The better translation on peculiar people is a people of acquisition, that you've been bought. That's what that really means.
Look, it was last week and you follow up this week.
Yeah.
Great.
Isn't that cool? So we are peculiar. We're people who've been bought by God, basically. That. Now here, what are we going to do? We got this incorruptible seed in us. We know we've got this new birth. We're born again of God's Spirit. What are we going to do with it? "That you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light."
Wow.
Yeah. God took us out of the darkness of death and gave us eternal light.
With his light.
With his light. Amen. Yes. So we want to show praises for him. That's why we speak to people and share the gospel and bless people with the love of God that we have within. So I encourage you to speak much and remember the permanence of the seed of Christ that's in you, okay? Are you going to leave here knowing that you're born again of God's Spirit?
Yes.
Yeah, amen. Because you have that incorruptible seed. But Father, thank you for the reality of life that you so instituted from the beginning, that the life is in the seed and it produces what that DNA is. And we have your seed in us. We're born again of your seed. It's incorruptible. We're so grateful that we have eternal life with you. We have fellowship now with you. That is so fantastic. So thankful that we can grow and learn living the Word, living who we are in Christ. And we thank you for the privilege of being your children. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank you for being here. And we've got refreshments so you guys can hang out. Thank you, folks on Facebook. God bless you all.